please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. We thought we'd bring on the Clear Communications Consulting Firm. It is Monique Stubbs Hall. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Francine. I'm so excited to be here with you bright and early in the morning.
It is bright and early. We love the bright and early because what is it? Does the early bird still catch the worm?
That's what they say. So you got to be out there to get it, right?
You have to be out there to get it. And I love how you say, if you are clear with your message, everything else falls into place.
It is the honest to goodness truth. I say clarity delivers results and it increases productivity, marketability, and profitability. And that's what it's all about, right?
At the end of the day, it really is. So a lot of us are dabbling into this entrepreneurial world since COVID came along, right? Since the layoffs came along, since the furloughs came along. I don't see a lot of people addressing that demographic of folks who they're kind of unsure what they want to do. Some have saved up a little bit of money. Some are using their 401ks. No matter the case, we all want to launch our empire. And, you know, where do you start, right? You start with, well, who are you and what do you want to do? Is that what you ask yourself?
It definitely has to go internal first because you don't want to jump into something that you're not even passionate about. You know, there's a lot of ideas that are floating around and people, oh, you should do this, you should do that, you should do this. Well, you know, you don't want to jump out and just do something because someone else said that's what you should be doing. You really do need to go internal first and kind of check your own pulse to see where are your interests, what are you passionate about, and trying to align what you choose to do with that. Because number one, you'll tend to stick with it. And number two, it's going to have more meaning, right? And so it's really going to make you excited to build it and watch it grow and to be involved because it's something that, you know, that's purposeful and meaningful to you.
Right. And you're the perfect example of coming from a corporate setting for many, many years into your own corporate setting.
Definitely been in corporate for probably 30 years of my life. Of course, I don't look that that old, you know, but that's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah.
But so knowing both sides, right? And I think my experiences in corporate is what's helped me to kind of mold what I'm interested in and what I'm not interested in, you know? Mm. So, and definitely I draw off of all of the knowledge and experiences and the connections that I gained as a result of all those years in corporate to help as I'm building, you know, my own empire, as you state.
Right. It is your empire. I think we take better care of something that we had to build from the ground up. I know you've written a couple of books, The Art of Being a Fashionable Professional. You've written Manlyhood. You've written Ladyhood. And you've got a new book that's going to be coming out in 2020 and Grayscale
yes.
Magazine.
Grayscale Magazine, special project that I'm passionate about, just really celebrating maturity. And as someone who's a gray-headed woman that has embraced my gray-headedness, as I call it, my gray crown,
yes.
Celebrating, you know, other women who have taken that leap and are embracing their maturity and being excited and, you know, helping women to realize that maturity is not something to be depressed about, but life is really, I tell people, my life just began at 50. So it's what will you do to make an impact and to enjoy life in your mature years? And so I'm excited about the Grayscale Magazine. Yeah. Our motto is live, love, mature.
Ooh.
We know that there are men out there that have embraced gray as well. Many of the things we talk about will apply to them, but we mostly are dealing with the maturing woman and the things that she goes through, from mindset to health, her body, and the changes that are happening and how we deal with those. What is she doing to enjoy life? Because sometimes we forget that part, right? We get caught up in the aches and the pains, and we forget that there's so much beauty in life that we have yet to tap into. And so just giving women hope and ideas on things that they can do as they're working through these mature years.
Women are the most natural, resilient, beautiful creatures on this planet. We have issues with our identity, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of an oxymoron. Yeah. You know, we flip-flop, but the bottom line is our feelings depict our future. So if you feel
good,
you're getting ready to fly.
And then I think we have so much to give in these mature years, because we have experienced a lifetime, if you will, of, I tell people, you know, half a century or more worth of experiences and the journey, the good side and the not so good side, but all of it has built lessons that we've learned that now in our mature years, we can turn around and be mentors and pass on these pearls of wisdom. So that they don't go down with us, but that we've passed them on so that it can be a benefit to the next generations. And I think that's so important, the give back, you know?
So if someone were to listen to us on that grayscale level and they're a little bit younger, mm-hmm. if they see us mm-hmm. having fun in life, they're more apt to listen to us or listen to our stories.
Absolutely. And that they don't have to fear aging. Because when you look at some folks and the way they treat their aging, it's scary. You know, you're looking at them like they're depressed and they're, everything is a problem. I'm getting gray hair. Oh, my knee. Oh, my back. Well, these things are real things that happen to us as we mature, but our outlook can still be positive, right? And so the younger generations watching us will see, you know what? I remember when my mom had this or that, but, you know, she handled that thing like a champ, and now they know how to have the resiliency as well. But if we show them an opposite perspective, you know, then they'll think it's all gloom and doom. They'll be afraid to get older.
And that's how America feels. I really do believe, because a lot of times you can't even put on your resume how many things you've done. It's like, well, I'm old enough that when I was a teen, I used to sell encyclopedias door to door. You know, don't put that on the resume because you're gonna date yourself.
And you're dating yourself. Oh my goodness. That's hilarious.
Yeah, and you're putting yourself in this category that, you know, America loves to snob at. We, you know, we say we like our elders, but we really don't. We don't raise them up like we should.
Yeah. So it's important that we give them the higher level of thinking, the higher perspective to look at things, you know, to help them get through without some of those fears. Mm-hmm. You know, it's okay if you see some gray hairs. I mean, it's, you know, we live in a society where it's like, oh no, don't show your gray because it'll tell your age. Well, you know, it's a part of life process.
Right.
It's okay, you know, and I don't knock those who choose not to expose it, but I'm just saying you don't have to fear it, you know, like it's this bad thing. We can embrace it and be proud and keep moving and be just as beautiful, right? One of our mottos with the Grayscale magazine is gray is gorgeous.
Oh,
you know, gray is gorgeous.
Gray is gorgeous.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
And your clear communications, the expert that you are, I love how on LinkedIn you're always posting something inspirational. And that's another tip. Mm-hmm. If you're of a certain age, just post things that are inspirational of you living a good life, because we don't know about tomorrow. So live your best life
today. That's it. That's it. And continue to inspire and encourage others. You know, I've found that what's helped me over the years to be, you know, people always tease me and say, you're just so happy. I don't think I've ever seen you with a frown on your face. You know, you're always so happy. And I said, mm-hmm. Well, you know, I made a conscious decision years ago in the middle of going through, you know, some really traumatic times. I made a decision, you know, I have a choice. I can either let this thing run me down into the ground and I can roll around in the dirt, and play the victim, or I can dust myself off, get up, pull myself together, look presentable, keep a smile on my face, and keep it moving. It doesn't mean that the issues go away or vanish, but certainly I get through it a whole lot better having a positive disposition, you know, than taking the other course and claiming the woe is me. So I'm a real firm believer in positive affirmations and focusing to help inspire and encourage others. And in the end, that helps me feel better and it helps me get through whatever trials I may be going through a lot better, you know?
That's a good lesson for everybody, males, females, young, middle age, whatever you want to call yourself, is that if you give to others in the sense of, let me give this person some information that I know they're struggling to get, let me uplift this person who is just down in the dumps and really needs a pick-me-up. Let me just give of myself. It's only going to take a few seconds, literally, to do this, to change someone's perspective on life.
That's it.
I think that's part of our mental health. You know, we're always looking for the answer to our mental health struggles in America. You know, it's with the touch of another human. And then this sense, we have to do it virtually, which is still okay.
We got to reach out and touch however we can, right?
Every now and again, you'll just post something on LinkedIn with someone amazing. And I know we took an amazing photo and you posted that. And it reminded me of the times when we could be really close to one another. And it uplifted me for just that one moment. You just don't know how good you can be to someone else. You just got to go out here and practice it.
Yes, absolutely.
Grayscale Magazine will be located in Studio 229 on Brevard. So congratulations on that.
Yes, yes. Very excited about that project. And the cool thing about it is the innovation. And I think that, you know, this COVID-19 experience has, you know, caused all of us to relook at how we run our businesses and the things that we do. And so I'm excited because the guests that we'll be featuring on our Grayscale Magazine show will be not just Charlotte-based, but nationally and also internationally. So my goal is for it to be a global platform to celebrate women of maturity and gray hair wherever I find interesting characters that we're going to showcase them. So I'm excited for some of the guests that we will have coming up from all over. It's going to be really, really fun.
I always adore anyone who can get out here and be the hostess of the mostest, and you are it. You're bringing all this goodness and experience and loveliness and fashionable that you are. Everybody knows that. If they go to MoniqueStubbsHall.com, MoniqueStubbsHall.com, they can look up all the goodness. Thank you.
No, I thank you for having me on. You know, anytime I get to spend time on the Francine Marie show, I'm excited.
Thank you. Do you have one last thing you can share of inspiration for our audience today? Because you're talking to men, you're talking to women, you're talking to teens. You know, I'm wondering how our teens are faring through this COVID. You know, hopefully they're okay and they like this homeschooling situation. Who would have thought that parents would be a homeschooler?
I tell everyone, I'm in that situation because my youngest is 11, so I'm now a homeschool mom as well. And I tell everyone, that was never a part of what I considered that my repertoire for my future would be. But I am learning how to work with it, But I would leave everyone with this. And it's so funny because one of my favorite quotes, which is a personal quote that I came up with and that I say all of the time, but even in these times, it's that much more pertinent. And I tell people that I learned a long time ago, you have to detach your happiness from your bank account. Because in life, you know, we have so many ups and downs, and these times right now help us to understand how in the blink of an eye, your whole entire life can change. And you could be someone that had plenty in your bank account, and in a blink of an eye, it can all be gone. And so if you attach your happiness to what's in your bank account, you know, you will live a very not so rewarding life when things shift and change and things happen out of your control. So the quote that I want to leave everyone with is realize that you can live a rich lifestyle because as far as I'm concerned, a rich lifestyle has nothing to do with money, but everything to do with mindset. And so I am grateful to be able to live a rich lifestyle because I choose to have a positive outlook and I choose to keep myself encircled with a positive circle of influence. And I enjoy my family and those that are close to me. And that makes me rich. Mm. And so make sure that we keep the right perspective there.
Rich personality, rich perspective. You can put rich in front of everything, right? Yeah, I like it. All right.
That's it.
MoniqueStubbsHall.com. Thank you, Monique, for sharing what you do.
Thank you so much.
Your 1 hour of public talk radio is up. I don't know where the time goes when you're having so much fun, but we are done with it. I am your hostess of the mostest, Francie Marie. Join us next weekend, same time, same station. And until we meet, and I know we will, I need you to have a great week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for the Francine Marie Show, where we address issues concerning you and your family.
That's all for now.
See you next week.
Please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.